So looking at this kind of idea, can you tell us, what are some of your thoughts on how we can combined, especially in the midst while we're all stuck at home, combined keeping the house nice and clean and tidy with physical fitness?
Well, yeah, it's not actually my idea. And I was really surprised when I was doing the research that there were so many resources available on this particular subject. So I'm a food historian, and generally I look at cookbooks and things. And I came across Eileen Fowler in a book of home management, and she had a chapter called Housework for the Figure. And it was all about kind of staying fit and just putting a little bit of extra sort of exertion into your housework to stay fit. And then when I started doing the research on it, I came up with all sorts of YouTube clips, and Spotify has lists that you can so you can listen to music at the same time as doing your housework and make it a little bit more kind of physically exerting, I guess. And look, gyms had closed down. All of the equipment was becoming home equipment was selling out. So a lot of people were kind of, you know, thinking about how to stay fit. And I'm not one of those people, certainly not a fitness guru or exercise freak. But I did find that being at home, maybe the light was shining at different parts of the day and I could see the dust everywhere, and I was spending a lot of time in the kitchen. So I thought that it was just a really interesting idea. And I think at the time that Eileen Fowler was writing, that was in the 1950s, cooking and housework was sort of changing as well. More and more appliances were becoming available and so on. And, you know, I'm one of those people that have a food processor and I have a stand mixer, and, you know, I wasn't doing a lot of hand kneading or, you know, beating anything by hand. And so I sort of tried a few of the older recipes doing that. And I do think that it kind of made me feel more physically involved at the same time. And I am one of those people, I think, that just probably likes to save time. So rather than going out to the gym, I could do it all at once.
Well, it's quite funny. I mean, you mentioned, of course, that the gyms are closed, that a lot of exercise equipment had sold out due to the lockdown, and then taking inspiration from the 1950s, where obviously a lot of these things didn't exist as a possibility for a lot of people anyway. They kind of had to find their own ways of making, you know, sure they stayed physically fit. Do you think some of these sort of housework exercises can replace normal gym fitness activities?
Look, I don't think I would necessarily, I'm certainly not in a position to be able to provide that advice completely, but I do think that there's something in just that sort of physical activity of kind of moving around, and the sorts of exercise that you might normally do that would keep, you know, for your arms and so on, like kneading bread for 10 minutes is actually quite difficult, but putting it in a stand mixer doesn't really do much at all. So what Eileen Fowler was suggesting were things like kind of squatting down on the ground. She had a saying, which was down with a bounce come up. And she had a radio show that was on the BBC at sort of 6:45 on weekdays in the morning, quite early. And I think it's probably just changing the way that we actually do those things and not always relying on vacuum cleaners, but using straw brooms to remove dirt and dust from floors is quite a different kind of exercise, I think, physically. But her main message really was that getting fit could be fun, and it could be something that you incorporate into your daily life rather than it being something that kind of becomes an event in itself that you just do in a particular area or a particular time. So I think that is probably still a very salient kind of message because our lifestyles have changed so much, and we kind of tend to rely on industrialization. And, you know, a lot of us, like me, have fairly sedentary kind of lives. But if you can incorporate that into your normal life, then, you know, it certainly probably means that you're not going to need to pay for classes or pay for special equipment and so on.
It almost sounds to me, I mean, short of losing those lockdown love handles, you know, this might be something that is a little bit more physically centering. I mean, at the moment, we can't get out of the house. We're feeling a little bit like caged animals at times. But by undertaking some of these physical activities, we can perhaps center ourselves and just feel that little bit more involved and a little bit more healthy. Were there any particular tips you had on perhaps trying out some of these house workouts?
Well, just watching the YouTube clips as well that are available, which anybody can kind of look up, you know, doing housework for fitness or housework for the figure or something like that, Eileen would have called it. things like kind of squatting to remove items from the dishwasher, when you're sort of dusting and polishing, which a lot of us don't necessarily do that often anyway, but getting into doing that a little bit more often and sort of stretching. And you can stretch out your left leg at, you know, at the same time that you're polishing with your right, and you can swap that kind of thing over. So, you know, stretching to dust at the top of around doors, that kind of thing, washing your windows by hand, and you can kind of move at the same time. I mean, there's putting on music might be helpful for people, and given that we're spending so much time at home, it does sort of encourage a kind of sense of feeling good about being there, because it, you know, living in dirt and dust can be depressing, I think, as well.
Well, Adele, greatly appreciate you joining us on the program, having a chat with us about this one this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you.